Madhavi's. In the photo, my mother and aunt arrive home from shopping to our staged scene. Chairs and tables toppled, doilies draped on kitchen counters and lampshades, like the melting watches in Dolly's The Persistence of Memory. "What in the world?" they exclaim, stalled at the open door in their belted Bermuda shorts, tucked in sleeveless blouses, and matching hair like the tight poodle pelt on my tiny Tears doll. Their arms raised in the air as if we had pointed our cap guns and yelled, "This is a stick-up," as if they had stepped over the threshold of heaven and found it far more dirty and disheveled than they had been led to believe. At dusk, glowing red lights and posters for apéritifs, Amour Piquant, Lillet, Dubonnet, at the entrance to the Paris metro, guard the threshold that leads to the underworld. Although at the gate of Dante's hell, we're told to abandon all hope. My mother never heard of Karen, but always said when I cautioned her about what she was eating, "Something's got to carry me away from this world." It could be the saxophone of John Coltrane, or a trombone, the perfect French word for paper clip, just as a hyphen becomes a trait d'union. For Abbot Suger in Saint-Denis, the Gothic cathedral, its gold chalice budding rubies, emeralds, stones of celestial blue, its windows staining light, was a hyphen to heaven, some hymn, hymen, haven. The iris of the eyes in ancient statues, it's what the mantles of the Madonnas were painted with, once more valuable than gold. And if it was good enough for Tutankhamun, it's good enough for me. Still deep in the teeth of the medieval manuscript illuminator, who always lit the tip of her paintbrush to a point and powdered into Cleopatra's eyeshadow, some magic incantation in five syllables like "open sesame," or the way we said it as kids, "open sesame," that unlocks a sealed cave, the bon mot, mot juste, lapis lazuli, the true blue that never fades.